This is VP with your Metaverse news for Thursday, May 19th, 2022. And in our top story, Sony looks to shape Metaverse revolution via promotion of cross-platform gaming. That is right, everyone. The PS5 is likely going to have Metaverse titles. According to Sony, in addition to portraying the Metaverse on the internet as a future growth field, it also wants to consolidate its entertainment services. Sony's entertainment services mainly include gaming and music, where the world-renowned tech is known for its controlling stake. Specifics include the PlayStation console line, especially the recent PS5 iteration, and the Sony Music Entertainment Company. Speaking at a briefing session on future management policies in Tokyo on Wednesday, Sony Group President Kenichiro Yoshida said, and I quote, "The Metaverse is, at the same time, a social space and live network space where games, music, movies, and anime intersect. We would like to create a new and moving experience that connects creators and users by making the best use of the characteristics of various entertainment businesses and game technology that we have been working on for many years," end quote. Separate reports state that Sony also intends to acquire an American game company with vested strengths in Metaverse-related technology. Through this medium, the Japanese tech powerhouse seeks to create new services that cut across all media channels. Sony has already started enabling crossplay for some of its titles, as it did for Fortnite in 2018. This strategy may be a gradual approach to the eventual adaptation to ubiquitous crossplay. Now turning it over to entertainment news, The Sandbox gets yet another giant recording artist. The Sandbox is now partnering with Jamiroquai, the seminal jazz-funk band led by JK, to bring the group's free-spirited essence to Web3. If you're too young to remember, Jamiroquai is a legendary funk and acid jazz band from London, centered on vocalist JK. Known for the global smash Virtual Insanity and a string of hit albums and worldwide tours, the Grammy-winning band has sold more than 27 million albums worldwide. Its third album, Traveling Without Moving, received a Guinness World Record as the best-selling funk album in history. Sandbox co-founder Sebastian Bourget said, and I quote, "We now have partnerships with various legendary musical artists and labels, including Snoop Dogg, Jamiroquai, Blondish, and Deadmau5, and we're excited to be making The Sandbox a home where artists can connect with their fans in a direct and genuine way," end quote. And now for some marijuana news, there is yet another cannabis dispensary in the metaverse. The Crypto Cannabis Club is now the latest, and it has set up shop in Crypto Voxels. Nestled alongside the virtual NFT art galleries on Voxels Neutron Island, the virtual Crypto Cannabis Club is a large venue that features a grow house with pixelated plants, a screening room with a Twitch stream on the wall, and various real-world weed brand logos all over the place. Like the hit game Minecraft, it has a boxy and sort of lo-fi allure. So, just like all of Crypto Voxels. The launch party, which was on 420, of course, apparently showcased the usefulness of a virtual meetup spot as members of the Crypto Cannabis Club hung out, chatted, listened to a live music from a DJ, and no doubt celebrated the occasion with their own respective supplies. The club also plans to host movie nights and virtual speakers to give the Voxels venue more ongoing functionality. The project's CEO Ryan Hunter said that the space is also useful for showcasing branding from its nearly two dozen cannabis industry sponsors, like Marley Natural and Neptune Seed Bank, that provide product discounts in turn to NFT holders. Anyone can visit the metaverse space in Voxels, but the NFT acts like a membership pass to access discounts and enter real-world meetups. For example, an NFT serves as a deed of ownership to an item, such as a profile picture, collectible, or video game item, and it can have utilities such as access to gated virtual and real-life experiences, in case anybody didn't know what an NFT was. The club does have its own branded marijuana product as well, and California residents can order and have them delivered through a link embedded in the metaverse space. And finally, be glad you stuck around, as always, because how else would you know about the UAE's first virtual wedding occurring in the metaverse? The groom is French and the bride-to-be is from Paraguay. The Paraguayan bride's white wedding dress and the French groom's customized black and brown suit have been purchased from OpenSea, the largest NFT marketplace, for approximately $100. Although the final cost of the wedding isn't yet available, it is estimated to be around only 3,000 Emirati dirhams. That is an awfully cheap wedding. Expect more of this. This wedding will be attended by 20 close friends and family members of Florian and his bride Liz, who will be seen walking down the aisle in their own private plot on Decentraland. Later, the couple, along with attendees, will head to an unknown location in the metaverse to party for the rest of the night. The couple, legally married in 2019 in Georgia, had faced ample legal difficulties while attempting to register their marriage because of their diverse nationalities. The article closes by saying, "In the post-pandemic world, where everything virtual is the new normal, it does seem like virtual weddings are also part of the movement. And with such weddings being hosted on the metaphysical plane, the dystopian future doesn't seem to be a far-fetched reality now." This is VP with your Metaverse News signing off, and we will see you next time.